looks like a champ.
All right, that new wrench is pretty slick.
Yeah, it is. Why don't you open? All over drill.
Charlie, set form.
Oh, FEMA. How about that? I'm going out for a ballet when I get back. You learn another line of work up here. Hey, that was fantastic news about the house passing the bill, Tony. It really started a great day today for us.
We sure agree.
Okay. Man, you can't believe how happy I am that went in there.
I'm equally happy.
Mark's pretty happy, too.
Well,
Mark refers to Dr. Marcus Langseth, the principal investigator for this particular experiment.
There we go. Okay, here we go, second one. Mark, look at that beauty go. Look at that beauty stop. Look at that beauty go again.
Okay, give it time to clean the flute.
I'm not leaning on it. It may appear that I am leaning on it, Tony, but I guarantee you I am not.
Okay, we understand.
It's run into something hard down there. I can feel the torque, but whatever it is, it's going through it. Yep, it was through it. It's probably just some rocks down there in the regolith, Tony. You know, it looks, I bet it's just like the side of that fresh crater we saw back near the limb. Goodness for that wrench. Never would be able to do that with the foot mashing. Here we go again. That dog.
Ah, beautiful.
How can you get that thing leveled out there? Amazing.
Okay, it's level, but the sun reading is a 0.06, 4.5. Is that okay, Houston?
Mark?
Okay, Charlie, say that again, John.
064.5. I pointed it at that thing and said sun, but that's sure what didn't do it. I guess you damn left.
Tony, it bogs down as it goes down through rocks and things. Now it's getting really hard. It, it's giving me a lot of torque. Just the third stem is just about in.
Okay, Houston, switch 5 is clockwise.
Mark? Yeah, I'll call it quits on that one, Tony. You reading, Houston?
We copy that. Okay, John, we understand you have the skirt out.
That's affirmative.
Okay.
Hey, did you see it on the TV?
We're just now coming around there. Okay, that 064 will be fine then.
Gonna blind you.
John, do you remember where the bubble was on the top of the PSE?
In the middle.
Very good. I should have known.
Dave said we couldn't come back unless we put the bubble in the middle. Oh, I was afraid of this.
What's wrong?
Dave.
Charlie?
Huh? Thing pulled so hard it pulled the sample spacesuit.
Yeah.
Can't you realign it later?
Yeah, that's a thought.
That was my problem with the RTG package.
Didn't get.
Yeah. Okay, Tony. I now have the right-handed rammer.